Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, Mesiyata Dishmaya. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the Sugya of Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera. Mesiyata Dishmaya, we've already seen Niflos, Gedolos, Ve'atzumos, Mitoras Hashem. It has been a farniganem, it has been a tanug, a pleasure to learn this Torah with you. I thank those who have already listened. I thank you for listening now. And we are continuing with the Mahalach that we've been developing. And again, this is based on Torah's Moreinu V'Rabbeinu. I obviously am not on the Madrega to be Mechadish such Torah. I am a Kli Bitui, an expression, a mouthpiece for Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Moreinu L'Shmo L'Zichro Tavis Nefesh, Hagona Gadol Reb David. So now we've come to this point number 10 on our journey. With a lot more to go, Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya. God is so good. He gives us so much beautiful Torah to learn that we never, ever have to be bored. Except if one is obviously in a place that it's usher to learn Torah. So and even then one doesn't have to be bored. But Baruch Hashem, lots of Torah to learn. So now that we've come to this point, we can explain an additional explanation in the Lashon of Rava. Rava says, we don't find in the whole Torah that one person is nene and the other person is mischayev. That's how he explains in the Gemara that if somebody tells him, someone tells someone else to be boil and erva for him, so there's no shlichus there. If you hold that the yeshlich advar avera, aber shemedubar behana'a, lo matzino b'chol ha'toyra kula, Zenene v'zem ischayev. So we asked in a previous shir, where do you find such a tziur? The Gemara brings a tziur of being baal and erva, and the Gemara brings a tziur of eating chaylev. But what is he coming to be shoylel? Mahu ba lishlo? Eze mikrim? Where do you find otherwise? I mean, these are the only. These are the only cases, right? The Lashon of Rava is then Moide Shammai. Shammai is Moide, even though he says Sarogas Hanefesh. There is a Shliach Ledvar Aveira. He's Moide Barm L'Shluchot Seibolas HaErva VeEcholas HaChelev Shehu Chayev V'Sholchav Pater. Because we don't find Shalom Matzina B'Chol HaTorah Kula Zenene V'Zeh Mischayev. Lo Motzim Davar Kadeh Shezeh Yene V'Zeh Yitchayev. Aval Eze mikrim acherim yesh, hu ba lishlol. In other words, here you have that Reuven is getting hana for Shimon kibiyachol, and Reuven is chayiv. But where is he coming to say a case where Reuven is getting hana for Shimon? You would think that Reuven wouldn't be chayiv, and nevertheless he is. What other cases are there? What is he coming to negate? So here you have Bolas Erva Cholas Achelev. That has to be that the Shaliach is Chayev because you don't have Zenen of Zem is Chayev. But it's Mashma, there are other cases. As Bashiur HaChamishiba Mispar, Anachnu Hispanu, Shekol Chidusho Shel Rava Hurak Aliba De Shammai. Because Shammai normally holds Yesh Lech Lidvar Avera, and he's not concerned with the Svara of Divrei Rava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomin. Now, what does Divrei Rava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomin tell us? Divrei Rava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomin tells us that the Divrei Hash Talmud is Batal, and therefore he's acting on his own behalf. He's not acting on behalf of the Talmud. So therefore you would say that he doesn't care that he's acting on his own behalf. There's still going to be Shlichus. That's why Shammai holds that Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. So that's why Rav is telling us it's not so. Rav is telling us we don't find B'chol HaTorah Kula. In other words, we don't find it in the Shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula. A Mahalach of Zenen of Zem Ischayiv. What is the Mahalach of Zenen of Zem Ischayiv? You don't find a Mahalach where a Mice is being done on one's own behalf and the other person is Chayiv. By Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen, Rav is explaining that Shammai holds that the Divrei HaTalmud isn't batal, and the Shaliach is really acting on behalf of the Talmud, and therefore Yesh Shaliach Dvar Aveira. But you don't find Zenen of Zem Ischavi, you know, you don't find the Mahalach of Zenen. What does it mean Zenen if he's acting on his own behalf? Zem Ischavi, and somebody else is going to be Chayv. Even Shammai agrees to that. So if he's Shammai, you don't find that somebody, because that's this, it's the same thing. Zenen of Zem Ischavi, and Divrei Arab, Divrei Talmud Yishomer are the same thing. Essentially, conceptually, they're both telling you that if I'm acting on my own behalf, it can't go to the Mishalech. The Maisa can't go to the Mishalech. Just Shammai holds that if Divrei Av, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Shomen, we don't say that I'm acting on my own behalf, but in a chinami, we don't hold Zenen of Zem Mischaib, meaning you can't have a case where I'm really acting on my own behalf and somebody else is going to be Chayev. And what's an example of that? Zenen of Zem Mischaib. Really, wherever, he's saying, B'chol HaTorah Kula, wherever I'm acting on my own behalf, any other case, and that could be any case of shlichus, whenever I'm acting on my own behalf, there's going to be no shlichus. Whereas when it comes to Reuven tells Shimon to kill somebody and Shimon does it, so Shimon is acting according to Shammai and Reuven's behalf. Anyway, that's what we said in shir number 5, but now we're in shir number 10. So we're going to say differently. V'yesh lo ma'akacha, she'akavana b'zehi al makom she'yesh shliach l'dvar avira. We're talking about an instance where there is a shliach l'dvar avira. We learned already that there are cases of shlichus l'dvar avira. What are there cases of shlichus l'dvar avira? Kagon b'shoigeg, right? If the shliach is shoigeg, according to Tosfos and others, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avira if the shliach is shoigeg. O b'lav bar chiyuva, if somebody's not a bar chiyuv. If somebody's not a bar chiyuv, the shliach isn't a bar chiyuv, then the avera goes to the mishaleach. Be'erich b'zeh noyde b'yuda b'tshuva she'anachu dibarnu alei harbe ba'shiurim hakodmim. Sha'af al pi shematzano b'zeh. Zeh chotei v'zeh mitchayev. So we do find by shoigeg that Reuven will do the avera, and Shimon will be chayev. By shoigeg, by lav bar chiyuva, zene, ze choytei, v'ze mischayev. Ki yesh shlichus l'dvar avera. Aval lo matzanu ze nehene v'ze mitchayev. Zot omer, ze choytei v'ze mitchayev. Et ze ken matzanu. Aval ze nehene v'ze mitchayev. Et ze lo matzanu. שאף על פי שמצינו בזה חוטה וזה מתחייב, לא מצינו זה נהנה וזה מתחייב, בצי בולת הערווה, או אכול חלב, בשוגג, שיש בזה שליחות לדבר עבירה. So, even though there is שליחות בדבר עבירה, by have beer with this woman on my behalf, or eat this unkosher food on my behalf, there is שליחות לדבר עבירה, normally, but here it doesn't work because we don't find zenene v'zem ischayev. We find zechoyte v'zem ischayev, but we don't find zenene v'zem ischayev. Uma shekanal yeshno tzad b'meila sheyeshno chiyuv b'zenene v'zem ischayev. Harei ze ma she'anachnu medabrim harbe b'shiurim, ken? B'meila yesh tzad b'teisves sheken omrim, nachon b'meila omrim sheyesh liach l'dvar aveira. ורק השאלה היא, מה יהיה הדין אם הוא עושה מעילה על ידי הנאה? אם הוא עושה מעילה על ידי הנאה, do we say there that, יש, that there's a שליחוס for דבר עבר? So by מעילה there's a צד that there's שליחוס לדבר עבר, וזה נהנה וזה מסחייב. That's because, as we've explained, מעילה is different שאינה במהלך השליחות של כל התורה כולה. מעילה is a different מהלך than the שליחוס of the whole Torah. שעליהו דקאי דברי רובה. And that's what Rava is talking about. אבל בכל משהו במהלך השליחות הרגיל, הרי בזה לא מצינו בכל התורה, דהיינו בכל השס. חיוב על זה נהנה, וזה מתחייב. If you're in the normal מהלך of שליחוס, in other words, if you're in the מהלך of שליחוס of מעילה, so there you can have possibly a zenene v'zemeschayev, but that's a different Mahalach, that's not classical shlichus as we spoke about. But if it's a normal mahalach of shlichus, the normal framework of the normal concept of shlichus, so there we don't find b'chol haTorah, in other words, we don't find b'chol haShas, a chiyuv al zeh nena v'zeh mischayiv. V'kamash malan b'zeh ravish, malach v'zeh yesh no gamali b'deshamay, l'chein eino chayav, v'tzei b'ol et ha'irva. And he's saying that this even applies to Shammai. Like we said earlier also, even according to Shammai, that Shammai holds that yesh lichus l'dvar aveira by Ritzicha, but he holds that there's no shlichus l'dvar aveira in a case of Hana. And what he's coming to say is, what do you mean b'chol haTorah kula? Meaning even in Shas, even by Me'ila, we don't find anywhere zen and of zen mischayiv, because we're talking about normal shlichus. But when it comes to Me'ila, Me'ila is not classical shlichus. Me'ila is not shlichus shaladin kumotza. Me'ila, as long as the shlichus was done, like we saw in the Noda Behuda, so then it counts for the mishaleach. Even though it's not classical shlichus, it could be done by chayr, shayt, b'kat, and kayv. But as long as the shlichus was done, it's not classical, or however you explain it, it's not classical shlichus shaladin kumotza. I'm just using the Noda Behuda's explanation. It's avich shlichus, as long as it was done. It's not the mahalach of normal shlichus. So that's what Rav is telling us. Rav is telling us we don't find anywhere in the mahalach of normative shlichus. I think normative is probably a better word here than normal. Normative shlichus, we don't find that zenen of zemischayv. And that you're going to tell me that there's me'ila. Me'ila is not normative shlichus. And I'm saying this as Rav, even according to Shammai, and even according to Shammai, that yesh shlich l'dvar aveira, but that's only when it's an aveira. That's zem b'choyte v'zemischayv. But not zenen v'zemischayv, you don't have. And he's saying, even by me'ila, you don't find anywhere. Even by me'ila, you don't have, because he is not normative shlichus. When you're in the world of normative shlichus, there is going to be no zenen v'zem ischayiv. Ve'arvachna b'zeh liyashev, u'b'zeh rvachnu, shefshar liyashev, et atzorich iyun b'mahalach divrei ha'toisvis. Yesh toisvis, she'anachnu danim bo, she'tzorich ma'od iyun. Ma? Zeh toisvis, b'daf, mem gimul omud alef. Dibur ha'maschir, she'loi matzinu b'chol ha'toira kula, זה נהנה וזה מסחייב. אז אומרים תוספות, איך זה יכול להיות? ואם תוימר, בואי כה מעילה, how can you say there's no זנה וזה מסחייב? There's מעילה. שאם אמר הגזבור לשליח, אכול כיכר זה של הקדש, והשליח לא ידע שהוא של הקדש, תחייב המשלח, והמאי, Zenen ezemischayev. We have by me'ila zenen ezemischayev. What's Rabbi talking about? Somebody says to a shliach, the gizbar, the treasurer, temple treasurer, says to the shliach, I'd like you please to eat this loaf of bread that belongs to Hekdesh for me. And the shliach doesn't know it's Hekdesh, the mishalech is chayev. So how can that be? Zenen v'zem ischayev. Zo kushiyat ha-tosfot. Mitarsim tosfot. V'yesh lomar, demi'il aloim ischayev. Ha-mishaleach al-yidei ha-noas ha-shliach. Zeh lo nachon. Zot omer, tosfot omrim, shezeh lo nachon. Demi'il aloim ischayev ha-mishaleach al-yidei ha-noas ha-shliach. The mishaleach, you assumed in the question that the hana of the shaliach is going to work for the mishaleach. And I'm telling you in the Teretz, that was a wrongful assumption. We all make wrongful assumptions in life. This is one of them. Lo nora. Eich omrim b'ivrit ha-meduberet? Lo kara klum. Ze beseder. Ela al yidei hagbod the shaliach. Ma yesh, ma ken? When the shaliach is magbiya. Demiyad agbe shaliach kanye. V'chashay techayv mishaleach. So the Me'ila is going to be when he does the Hagbah, when he takes it out of Rishas Hekdesh, and he puts it into his own Rishas there, the Mishalech is going to be Chayv. But not if there's Hana. Okay? So that's Gevaldik. Everything right now is good. Efshar Lashevet, Letraveach Al HaKiseh, Leyot B'Ragua U'Bimnucha. Aval, Achshav Mamshichim Tosvot, Ba'ofen Maftia Biyoter. Omnam, מסופק היה ריבה אומר לשליח, הושיט ידך לכד של שמן ותיהנה מן השיחה, או, שיחה, או, שב על אורות של הקדש, או התחמם בגזי עולה, והשליח הוא ידע שם של הקדש, דשת לא עשר שליח, אלא מן הנאה, אם יתחייב המשלח. יש ספק לתוספות. What's the suffix? The suffix is, let's say someone says to a shliach to put his hand in a jug of oil and be nene from anointing. Back then they were into the anointing with oils. That was like a pleasure. So I think people still do it today sometimes. So I think it's more of a lady thing, if you will. Not so common, but maybe. That's Baruch Hashem, not holding. He says to the shliach, I want you to put your hand in this jug, and I want you to be nene from the oil, from sicha, from anointing. Or sit on these skins of hekdesh, and that'll be like comfy for you, so you're going to be nene. Or warm yourself with the shearings of an ola. And the shliach doesn't know it's hekdesh. So he's making him a shliach for the hana. Is the shliach going to be mischayev? Because he's nehne and the mishalech is not. Or we say no. That here we're in the world of Me'ilah. In the world of Me'ilah, the mishalech is nehne. Elu divrei tosfot. Ma koshi b'tosfot. Hakoshi b'tosfot hu mevo'ar, barur, ken? Shebatchala tosfot omrim she'ein hano. By Me'ilah, we don't say there's hana. There's no shlichos for hana. If the Me'ilah is done by an act of hanah, of pleasure, that's how he takes it out of Rishus Hekdesh. That's how he does the Me'ilah. He does the Me'ilah by having pleasure. So, for that, there's no shlichus. That is no shlichus. There's only shlichus for Hotzah Me'Hekdesh. You do Hagbah. That's stage one in Tosfos. And stage two in Tosfos is, oh, by the way, Is there Me'ilah if somebody gets Hana? Is there Shlichus for Me'ilah? If the Mishalech tells the Shlich to get Hana? Ani lo mevin. Achshav amarta she'en. Tosfot pashut. Menichim anacha pshuta b'tirutz, v'az hem chozrim, kilu sheze mashu chadash, ken? Aval yesh po safek chadash. Ma safek? What's going to be in a case of Hana? Aval ze bedyuk ha'mekra she'amarta she'en. Ein shlichut, there's no shlichus when there's Hana. Ein shlichut k'sheyesh Hana. Az devrei ha'tosfot, מתמיהים לכאורה. אבל לפי דברינו, שעיקר הנידון בדברי התוספות, הוא לא על הדין, אלא על לשונו של רבה, שאמר, שלא מצינו בכל התורה. דהיינו בדברי חז"ל, שיהיה זה נהנה וזה מתחייב. מה שהפריע לתוספות, זה הניסוח. It's the language, the formulation, not the din. הדין לא הפריע. The formulation of רבה. רבה's formulation is, that we don't find בכל התורה כולן, we don't find in all of חז"ל, in all of ש"ס, we don't find זה נהנה וזה מתחייב. ונקטו התוספות, שהמשנה במעילה בדף חוף עמוד א', זה גשמק, אגב, רבו יסי, ללמוד מסכס מעילה. שהמשנה במעילה דף חוף, נעד שלא שלמדתי, אבל כל פעם שאני מסתכל במעילה, זה טיינג. שהמשנה במעילה דף חוף, על שליחו שישנה במעילה, דמיירי שם על תן בוסר לאורחים. There we're talking about the שליחוס that we have by מעילה, and what's an example? Give meat to the guests. So it's mashma also, take meat for yourself. And that's hanadik. So, and there's me'ilah there. And it emerges then, that we do find in Chazal zenen of zemischayv. How can you say that you don't find zenen of zemischayv? We have it by me'ilah. Because if you tell somebody to take meat and give it to the guests, or even eat it yourself, there's going to be me'ilah. Me'ilah nahana. So how can Rabbi say we don't find zenen of zemes chayiv? Can't not seem zenen of zemes chayiv. So we're not telling Rabbi what to do. But why did Rabbi use such a language if it's not true? doesn't stem with the Gemara, with the Mishnah and Me'ilah. The Mishnah is mashma, not only tain basar l'orchim, even kach basar l'atzmacha, there's going to be Me'ilah. Az ech rovo amar sheloy matzinu sheze nena v'ze mischaif kishemotzim sheken. V'az ech katu atosfot shemedivrei chazal elu ein kol kushya. Kevin de Mayri Masnisin al shlichus ben Me'ilah de hagbo v'lo Me'ilah de hanoe. Ze shlichus shel hagbo v'lo shlichus shel hano. Zot omeret ha-mishnah שאמרה שאם אומרים לשליח אכול כיכר זה של הקדש, right, eat this בשר הקדש or eat this כיכר of הקדש, right, there the issue is not a הנדק issue, there the issue is a הוצאה דיק issue. The הגבה, we're talking about שליח מיל of הגבה, not מיל of הנה. אז אל תקשר לי מלשון חזל, כי בלשון חזל שם מדובר לא בהנאה אלא בהוצאה. That's what Tosfos answers. There we're talking about where he did hagba first, where he lifted it first. So the mishalech is only chayv because he took it out of the rishus of hekdesh, but not because he ate it, not because of the etzem hana. אז זה היה לגבי עצם לשונם של חזל, של רובו. האם זה מתאים למשנה? התשובה היא שכן, רובו כן מתאים. כי רובו אמר לא מצאים זה נהנה וזה מסחייב, וזה לא, שם זה לא, זה לא מקרה של זה נהנה וזה מסחייב. זה מקרה, או היום אומרים תרחיש, זה תרחיש שזה זה חוטא וזה מתחייב. זה מוציא מהקדש וזה מתחייב. That's one thing. That's one case. Not a kasha in רובו. And now Tosfos asks, לעניין עצם הדין, בזה אכן מסופק היה ריאנס. Okay, but למעשה, you're right, that's not what the Mishnah there is talking about, it's not talking about Hanah. But what about the etzem hadin of, what would be the halacha? What would be the halacha if he sends a Mishnah as a shliach to be nene? Yesh lo imar, shechiyuv ha-me'ila b'hanos ha-shliach, eino soter et yisod dino shel rov. Because we can say that the chiyuv me'ilah, when the shliach gets hana, doesn't contradict Rava. Why? Why doesn't it contradict Rava? Ki kamo she'amarnu v'advarim kol kach smechim rabo yisai, kamo she'ani oev lomar medav tanzin oifin dach. Atzichi pashut l'rkod al agag. You should break out in a dance when you hear this. Because me'ilah is a different mahalach of shlichus. It wasn't what Rava was talking about. Rava was talking about a normative case. In a normative case of shlichus, we don't find zenen of zem ischayiv. But me'ilah is not normative. How do you see that? Because there's shlichus, even though it's a dvar aveira. Me'ilah is different. Because in me'ilah, you don't need to be acting on behalf of the mishalech, necessarily. And we don't say divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishomen. So since we don't say divrei av, divrei atam, divrei mishomin, which means that even though you're acting on your own behalf, normally we say, listen, if you're acting on your own behalf, it's no good, and you should be listening to the Rav, not to the Talmud. You should listen to God, not to any person. So why are you listening to a person? Why are you listening to the subordinate if you listen to the master, to the king, to the CEO of the Ganze Bria? So the answer is that he's acting on his own behalf and there's no shlichus. But by Me'ilah we see that there is shlichus for Dvar Aveira. So what does that mean? It means that it could be that you're acting on your own behalf and it's still going to count for the Mishalech. So maybe tak, if there's Hanah, it does count for the Mishalech. And it's not a steer to Rava because Me'ilah is different. Rava was just saying we don't find a normative case of shlichus and of Zemischai. But by Me'ilah, where yesh shlichus Dvar Aveira, and because it's not normative shlichus, there may be Hanah would be... There would be shlichus for Hana. But this is different than what Tos is saying at the beginning. Tos at the beginning was just talking about the lashon of the Mishnah, lashon of Chazal. Is it a stira to Rava? And Tosfos says, no. They're talking about Otsa. He said, what about the Etzem Adin? What about the Etzem Adin? Do we say that Taka, there is a case of Zenen of Zemischaiv? Misharim b'safek. Moi Rai v'Raboi Sai, Baruch Hashem, שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, שסיימנו את השיעור העשירי במספר, בסוגיה מרתקת זו, ואם הקדוש ברוך הוא יאר פניו אלינו, אנחנו בעזר השם נמשיך, ונראה עוד ועוד נפלאות, ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם, אני מקווה, שההאזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי, ואני מפיר תחינה בפני בורי העולם, שישפיע על כולנו שפע של בריאות, בריאות הנפש, בריאות הגוף, שמחת חיים, וגם אפשרויות כלכליות, שמתורגם כסף, כדי שנוכל לשבת וללמוד, וללמד, לשמור ולעשות, כי אם אין קמח, אין תורה. ואם אין תורה, מה שווה כל הקמח? ברור. אז יהי רצון שהקדוש ברוך הוא ישפיע עלינו שפע של קמח, כדי שיהיה עוד יותר שפע, מבול של תורה. אז תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, ובלי נדר, אנחנו נמשיך. שלום, שלום.